The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thank you for joining me for another episode in the Eric Stewart Shows. So we talk about a variety of topics here on the show from 8 to 8:30 every Sunday, including general real estate, which we're going to start off with today. I've got Mark Walker with me. Mark is a dynamic gentleman, beautiful wife and two lovely daughters, and they recently worked with our group. We sold their property in Alexandria, and they have moved out to the burbs a little bit into a new single-family home, and I wanted to have Mark on to share a bit about his experience and his observations, not just about the sale of his property, but also kind of anything else that Mark wants to share. He's got a lot of history working in our government, and I appreciate his service to our country, too. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Eric, and thank you for having me on. I really feel it's an honor to be a part of your show, and happy to be with you today.
Well, thanks. You know, I feel the honor is mine, knowing your work, getting bills through the Senate and getting things passed and seeing our country served. And you've been a faithful listener to the show for some years now. We talked with you about selling, had you out kind of thing, and then kind of where things went from there and what evolved. Would you mind sharing that?
Sure. Thank you, Eric. So I originally came to know Eric and the Eric Stewart Group through his radio show on WMAL, and I don't want to be too much of a cheerleader with the pom-poms here, but that is how I came into your acquaintance. So let's shoot from the hip here. So I invited Eric to come over last spring when we were contemplating moving from Alexandria, as you mentioned, to the suburbs. I have two kids, as Eric also said, that are in school, and we wanted to pursue schooling that might be more to their liking and have some opportunities they could pursue outside of the community we currently lived in Alexandria at the time. So we started looking around, and COVID hits last spring. This is early 2020, and that sort of threw us for a loop, as it did everyone, including our tentative plans for exploring the real estate market at that unique time. But we also looked at it as an opportunity to perhaps find a family home, single family home out further in the western suburbs that might be to our liking and in our price range. So we began exploring, and knowing that we had to, of course, sell our home in Alexandria to make this financial transaction work for us. So we had that in the back of our mind, but we pursued our home out in the suburbs first, figuring we would take care of that piece of that down the road, and we'd hopefully have COVID behind us. So when it came summertime last year, we were getting closer. We had made a down payment on the home in the suburbs, and we were getting closer to needing to list our property. So I met with Eric and one or two of the competitors in the real estate market here in Washington, D.C., full disclosure. And we had it down to Eric and his group and one other of his competition. And quite frankly, we made a decision at the time to go with someone who's had a bit lower brokerage fees. Now, having said that, we did that under the knowledge that we liked and were impressed with Eric. We took full advantage of his offers with the Market Ready Guide and those types of free information that his group provides over the internet and through his various media and his talk show and radio show and so forth and seminars. And so we decided to try to do this on the cheap. And that was not ultimately a very wise decision on our part, because when I was back in touch with Eric by mid to late fall, I would say we were sitting in Alexandria on what I would describe as a distressed property. It had been on the market for more than 2 months at that point. We did list it in early to mid September. We ran into a myriad of issues with that home that we did not expect. And I can say that when we reached out to Eric in mid to late October, we were starting to have second thoughts about the real estate agent that of our first choosing. And Eric was kind enough to take my call and hear my situation and gave me a lot of sound advice. He certainly didn't push me to do anything rash, but just to basically get back to where we started when we first met about the property and what were the issues that we might be looking at. And he had been right from the beginning. And I had chosen, much to my chagrin, to go a different route. And I can say in all sincerity and with 100% confidence that Eric was right every step of the way when it came to market timing, the pricing of our property, and basically the team that was going to show up and actually do the work. And we were wrong on every one of those fronts by going with a competitor. Now, when we did hire Eric and the team, I want to make sure that I say how helpful and quickly they jumped on our situation, knowing full well that we had dropped our pricing several times to no positive outcome. We were quickly getting to a point where we were thinking about taking the home off the market. Eric convinced us we had not necessarily missed our chance, but we had to move quickly. And with his team's cooperation, we did just that. We basically started from scratch, and we did it over the course, I'd say, less than a week, where we basically took the former agents and the team that we had hired originally, and we removed all the signs of their work, and we relisted, started fresh with new signage, with new online presence, with new social media outreach. And within hours of really relaunching our house listing, we had appointments coming online for us for walkthroughs, for tours. And quite honestly, we were already starting to sniff what would end up being the person who made an offer and purchased our home. So things moved quickly when Eric and his team sprang into action. We were really under the gun with a deadline that was approaching and was weighing heavily on our family. And I want to make sure that I mention here that Eric and his team were very empathetic to our plight, but yet remained professional and returned all of our calls, texts, emails in a prompt and professional manner. And the good news is, ultimately, we got, I think, the best deal we could possibly get for the time that we had on the market and the location of our property. And I want to wrap this up by saying, not only did Eric see us through the pricing and to the actual offer and the counter offer portion of the deal, but he also helped us with the post deal negotiations and even with some post deal exchanges of last minute items. So it's just been really soup to nuts. And we really can't thank him and his team enough.
Mark, that was very kind of you. Thank you for your kind words and encouraging thoughts. It's fascinating how we got through that, got all the way to closing, finally got through that process. And there still is that lingering relationship that a buyer and a seller have, even after closing, that sometimes becomes difficult, and where you as a seller need protection from a buyer who is arguably, out of control. Right. And so when you have a buyer who is out of control, is accusatory towards their own real estate agent, everybody, the settlement attorney, and so on, everybody else is wrong except for them. And how do you walk through that? And it was definitely not an easy transition from closing all the way through to your exit out of the house after a short-term rent back. But we nailed it down, got through it, and resolved everything satisfactorily. And I think it's funny how you apologized to me on the phone. You're like, I hate the fact that I'm calling you after settlement to ask you for this. And do you remember what I said to you?
To the world of the Washington, D.C. metro market in 2021.
Yeah, that's right. This is D.C., Maryland, Virginia real estate. And the nature of the beast is commission as a word means putting it all together. That's from the beginning, the preparation, all the marketing, negotiating, going to settlement, and then post-closing all the way out the door. So I'm grateful to have had the opportunity, Mark. Thank you very much. And you all have purchased a new home, and are you all settling in already?
We are. We are thrilled, Eric. And none of this would have been possible. And I don't mean this, as I said earlier, to be on the pom-pom squad, but I am. And I think I'm running for squad captain, because Eric and his team, quite honestly, did everything from soup to nuts. Even sending over a young man who's much bigger and stronger than me when we decided to restage our home and needed some help physically moving things. I mean, they really could not have been more helpful. And I want the folks out there who are contemplating hiring Eric or his team versus another agent, if you're looking for someone that you can rely on, that will be responsive, that will give you sound advice based on years of experience, and is a pleasure to deal with, and his team, I cannot recommend Eric or anyone else any higher than I do right now. And I'm living proof that they do what they say and they follow through.
Mark Walker, what a pleasure to have you. And I want to say thank you as well, Mark, for your service to our country one more time.
And Eric, thank you for helping me with my with my purchaser. At the end of the day, I hope she's happy because we are, and it's all been made possible by you and you're wonderful.
Mark, if I ever need a pick me up, I'll call you.
Please, anytime.
All right. Yes, sir. Take care. But best to your family. All right.
Happy 2021.
Happy 2021 to you as well. Well, folks, if you are getting ready to sell and you are thinking about getting the house ready, you want to know what to do to prepare, then as Mark mentioned, we have a guide called the Right Sizing Guide and one called the Market Ready Guide. You can download these at ericstewartgroup.com. They'll give you good insight in how to do a preparation, how to think about the process of buying and selling. Again, that's at ericstewartgroup.com. Well, guess what? It's time for Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon newspaper himself. He's got this magic event going on right now, beacon50expo.com. It's still got 2 weeks left. Stuart, thanks for doing that. And what do you have for us in this month's Beacon newspaper?
Well, we have our quarterly housing options, housing and home care options pullout section. So I always like to highlight that on one of the chances I get on your show. We have a number of very interesting stories. One, how to tap into your home equity through a refi or a home equity loan, how to upgrade your house during the pandemic, how to decide whether or not to move to a retirement community. But what I want to focus on is a very interesting new service available for Montgomery County residents. If you have a home in Montgomery County and you have an extra bedroom or a mother-in-law suite or something that you would like to rent out, or you're a person who lives in the county or willing to move to the county who wants affordable housing in someone else's house, there's a new matchmaking service. It's a very interesting service, and it's available free of charge to people, and you can learn about it in our housing section.
Wow, great insight. And their website, if you want to get more information, is hiphomes.org. That's hiphomes.org. Stuart, you always have good things to share. Thank you very much for that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Eric Stewart Group with Helen Flynn right after this.